My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
Good morning, Sam Gayman.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Oh, excellent. Thanks. Bit weary after the grand final, but yeah, I'm very good, thanks.
Indeed. No TK today. He's flat out.
TK's flat out. Yes, we've launched a lot of campaigns and we've got some, a number of open for inspections today, and I'll be putting on the suit a little bit later.
As always, you've had a busy week in the office.
We certainly have. So, you know, over the last few weeks, we've launched a number of properties, and we always knew spring was going to yield a few more options for buyers.
Mm-hmm.
So we've launched a few houses, some townhouses, right through the whole lot, right through from one-bedroom apartments through to properties that are exceeding $4 million. So
wow.
It's a great amount of choice, whether it's our first home buyers, whether it's our investors, whether it's people looking to upgrade a family home or downsize. Finally, people can say, okay, we've got a few more options. There's a bit more to look at. And
yep.
So, yeah, we're really busy. The teams are having a great spring, and there's not many weekends left.
No.
So we're basically looking at about 11 weekends of possible auctions to go. So it means that you've really got about 4 weeks of getting your property ready and on the market.
Yes.
We can do some shorter campaigns because a typical campaign is about 4 weeks. We can do a 3-week campaign with a twilight auction.
Yes.
Closer to Christmas. So there's plenty of options. And to give you an idea, we sold well in excess of 25 properties last December.
Yes.
So December is an exceptional month for the firm, and vendors should by no means be scared. People get this sense of urgency to want to buy before Christmas and to know what they're doing going into the new year.
Sure. Now, as I look in front of you, you've got an email there from Melanie in Port Melbourne.
Yes, I do, and thanks for listening to the show, Melanie. So Melanie's asked us, Sam and Torsten, love the show. Just wondering, I'm looking at selling my one-bedroom apartment. It is an investment property. I think the tenant is on a month-to-month lease. What do I need to do to sell? Can I just give the tenant notice and get it straight on the market?
Good morning, Melanie. That's easy to answer.
Yes, it is. Well, and the answer is yes, you can certainly sell the property. You can give notice to the tenant if you want it vacant. However, there is a mandatory notice period that needs to be given, so you can't just have the tenant move out immediately unless it was negotiated.
From memory, and it's been a while, is it 60 days plus?
That's exactly right, Eddie. So
yeah.
If you're serving a notice for reasons of sale, and every notice that you serve to a tenant as a landlord, every notice tends to have a reason unless it's a 120-day notice, which is
no specified reason. Yeah.
If it's
60 days plus notice of service, so you've got to allow for an extra 5-ish days.
Yes, well, with Australia Post now, you have to allow for a little bit more time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so we're actually advising our clients that time might be 7 to 10 days because mail has just slowed down.
Yes.
So from that point of view, there are a couple of things that you need to know as well, Melanie. If you are serving that notice, you should engage an estate agent. So it's important that you come and choose your agent. Given that you're in Port Melbourne, we've got the office there.
Well, let's assume that Melanie is already with a real estate agent. Let's say that she's with Chisholm and Gayman in Port Melbourne.
Yeah. So what we would do is we would make a recommendation to help talk through that process. So we'd have a look at dates. So first of all, if you're going to be issuing a notice that's 60 days,
mm-hmm.
plus that postage and handling, that's going to take you right into Christmas.
Yes.
Okay, so what I would actually be advising you, Melanie, is to perhaps we express to the tenant, are they thinking of moving?
Mm.
If they are thinking of moving and you would like it vacant, then perhaps they might move sooner, in which case we might be able to negotiate. If not, perhaps hold off on issuing that notice and look at selling in the new year.
Yes.
Because if you do have the property vacant over Christmas and January, the market doesn't quite rev up until about the second or third week of Jan. And if you do want to get any pre-sale works done, like painting, etc., a lot of the tradespeople are going to be away through that Christmas, early January period.
Yep.
It's not necessarily an ideal time to have your property vacant.
This is My Real Estate. We'll be back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate, all thanks to Chisholm and Gaiman. We know Bayside. 9531-1245, the one central number to call for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. Chisholm and Gaiman Bayside. If you're calling from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. If you're calling internationally, our country code is 61, then 3, 9531-1245. Four offices. Where are they, Sam?
Eddie, they're in Port Melbourne, Elwood, Blackrock and Mount Martha.
We continue now with our topic of the week. We got an email from Melanie in Port Melbourne and she's looking at selling her one-bedroom apartment, but it's got a tenant in it.
Yes, it does. So we just wanted to pick that up, Melanie. We talked about issuing notice and that notice period being a mandatory 60 days plus postage and handling for reasons of sale. Now, if you do serve that notice, there is a responsibility for you to go through with the sale.
Yes.
Because VCAT and the government want to ensure that the tenant is protected, that the landlord's not just issuing notice because they want to move, you know, they want to do some works on the property or they just, you know, don't for any particular reason want the property vacant for other reasons.
Yep.
So, as a result, there is a restriction. Which means that you cannot relet the property for a period of 6 months from the time that that notice period is served.
Right.
So it's the date of the notice, Eddie. So what that means is if you're looking at selling your property, just very quickly, we look at some dates. We're in September now.
Yes.
Let's say that notice was issued, say, you know, 1st of October. You know, you're looking at 60 days, takes you through to, you know, November, December.
Yes.
And that's a couple of months. Then you've probably got some time to get the property ready. So another month of maybe painting and furnishing and all that sort of stuff that you might want to do cosmetically.
Yes.
You know, if you're changing bench tops, all those presentation tips we've talked about.
So that takes us to January.
That takes us through to January. So you've sort of all of a sudden 3 months, then you've got a couple of months on market. So your 5 out of the 6 months are pretty quickly taken up with the sale campaign.
And if you don't end up reselling it and you want to re-let it, you've got to hold off for a month.
That's right. So it's you know, by no means something to be afraid of. It just means that, you know, you should take some time to think about whether you're committed to the sale.
The other thing is that the tenant also has the right, once you've issued that notice, to issue a reverse 2-week notice to vacate.
Well, that's another very good point, Eddie. And often, if you are a landlord looking to sell, so if Melanie's looking to sell, she probably wants the property as vacant as quickly as possible.
Yes.
But that does happen. The tenant only has to give 14 days notice. So you can find that you were expecting to have it vacant in December, but you might have it vacant
in November.
In November.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So from that point of view, I guess it's important to think about that. The other types of notice that a landlord might think about, just so you're aware, it's not necessarily to do with selling, but if it's the end of a fixed term, it's 90 days.
Yes.
And that one that we talked about before.
120 days for no specified reason.
That's right. So that's another option. If you were worried about the 6 months with the letting restriction, you could serve a 120-day notice and look at that as an option.
Now, shoe on the other foot, Sammy. Let's say that the property is still under a fixed-term tenancy and the landlord wants to sell. What happens?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Eddie, because we get that all the time. And it's generally, you know what happens? It's generally the landlord has had the property vacant. We've done an appraisal. We've recommended the best time to sell is whilst it's vacant, whilst the tenant's already moved out. Let's get it on the market. And then it happens and circumstances change. And then all of a sudden the landlord turns around 2 months later into the tenancy and says, circumstances have changed. Let's get it on the market.
That's actually happened to a friend of mine just recently.
Yeah. Mm. And what occurs is the landlord doesn't realise that a fixed term is a fixed term.
Indeed.
And you can't just move the tenant along. You can't. The tenant has certain rights and one of them is to have quiet and peaceful enjoyment for the length of that fixed term. So
you have to sell it with the lease in place.
You have to sell it with the lease in place. You are certainly able to approach the tenant and to make them an offer.
Yes.
To surrender the lease.
Yes.
However, you know, really...
This is where negotiations start.
This is where negotiations start. And in my career, spanning over 15 years, it's only happened a couple of times where where we've had a landlord that has decided to take that route. And when they have, you know, it's generally involved quite a few expenses, moving costs for the tenant.
No lease break costs.
No lease break costs, moving costs, and also what might be the equivalent of a few months' rent.
Mm.
So there is always that possibility of negotiation, but it is certainly the best advice is to look at selling while the property is vacant, or alternatively, hold off if you can, or look at doing a rental reduction to a tenant and selling it with the tenant in place.
This is My Real Estate.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate talking all things selling your property with a tenant in it this week. Sammy.
Yeah, Eddie. So we were just, I guess, recapping on the possibility of selling with the tenant in place.
Mm-hmm.
The landlord is certainly entitled to do that. It's not an obligation, but it is a recommendation from Chisholm and Gayman that you do consider giving your tenant a rental reduction.
Yes.
For the period of the campaign. And, you know, that is...
It's called playing nice in the sandpit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes. And the benefit to the tenant, because it is disruptive having a campaign.
Yes.
The benefit, I guess, for helping out with, you know, presentation and, you know, maybe, you know, making sure that there's clean surfaces and dishes aren't left out from a, you know, party the night before.
Yep.
Or,
yep,
you know, anything like that. You know, that cooperative approach, and you know, helps. First of all, the property sells quicker. The better, yes, it's presented, the quicker it sells.
My mother used to have this great saying. It's an old Polish saying. It's, you get a lot further with honey than vinegar.
Oh, gee, that's a great saying.
If that makes any sense, you know what I mean?
Of course it does, yeah. And that just sums it up, I reckon. Mm. Yeah, we don't even need to say anything else.
Absolutely. Yeah, you get a lot further with honey than vinegar.
Yeah, so Mrs. Oleg, thank you for that. I think that's certainly one of the things that you can do, but it is always, it comes back to that thing of, you know, yes, you can't pick your timing in life always. There are reasons, and sometimes it's financial or otherwise, that you do need to sell a property and move it on.
Mm.
But in an ideal world, you know, when you do have an opportunity for it to be vacant where you can control the presentation, you can have access when you know, without having to wait for a 24-hour notice period. You know, it just gives you freedom. And at the end of the day, it, you know, has a better prospect of a better price.
Sure. So, Sammy, are there any circumstances where it is good to have a tenant in place when you're selling a property?
Yeah, absolutely, Eddie. There's plenty of investment properties that are more likely to appeal to investors than owner-occupiers.
Yes.
And they are ones that, for example, might be on a high yield or a secure tenant that's been there for, you know, for a long time, and is, you know, where the rental certainly is at market value. Commercial properties where there's a secure tenant in place. There's many examples, and you know, there are a number of great, very well presented tenanted properties that certainly appeal to the market. The other scenario is where the lease is, you know, coming up to expiry, and it might appeal to both camps. So it may appeal to the investor or the owner-occupier.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still an opportunity for the owner-occupier to move in. If it's close to the end of the lease and it is a property that's just been sold, the purchaser can have a negotiation to have a vacant possession contract.
Yes.
Which means that the landlord has to serve notice within 14 days of the unconditional contract.
Yes.
Serve notice to the tenant. Once again, that 60-day notice that we talked about,
yes,
plus postage and handling.
Yep.
And that would allow a buyer to move in. Alternatively, you know, you might find an investor buys it. And that's why I always say to the tenant who's in place, if the landlord is looking at selling, don't panic. Whatever you do, don't panic, because the chances are that we're selling, especially with apartments, we're selling around one in every two to an investor, and sometimes more. So don't panic. You're a great tenant. It's likely that you'll get to stay there.
Yeah, and always talk to your property manager. If you do have to move out, maybe your property manager has something on the books that they could recommend to a landlord for you to move into.
Absolutely, and that's part of the service.
Sammy, thank you. We'll do it all again next week. Hopefully TK will be back.
Great, Eddie. Yes, looking forward to it.
This has been My Real Estate.
Wherever you go, say hello.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.